This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto, who served for many years as the White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at both Georgetown University and American University here in the nation's capital. We want to get his thoughts today on the debate over transparency, particularly in the final stages of the healthcare debate, as even C-SPAN now is demanding that the Congress and the president allow some sunshine on the process as the final details get worked out here. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us as always.
Good to be with you, Greg. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. And this transparency issue has been part of this debate for a while now. Republicans have complained that they've been shut out of the process. The public didn't know anything about it for the most part in the Senate and even to some extent in the House. And now this reconciliation process could be happening behind closed doors. Is this a major issue that the Democrats should reconsider here? Or are they on pretty solid ground with just pretty much following whatever rules they think are best here?
Well, you know, precedent says that they do these kinds of things behind closed doors. However, President Obama, when running for re-election and then shortly into his new term last year, just about a year ago at this time, had said that he was going to have the most transparent administration ever. And he talked about opening the doors to negotiations for the health care bill. One of the specifics that he said that he would do was make this process more transparent. That never really happened. Most of the health care bill was designed and negotiated behind closed doors, and the negotiations continue. There's an awful lot of horse trading that goes on, and I don't think that the politicians want to see that be dragged out in public.
Does the public generally care about transparency, or might it be a bigger issue because we heard so much about what was going on behind closed doors in the final stages of the Senate debate, and because this bill is obviously so widely encompassing?
Well, the public says they would want more transparency, but probably when it comes to providing them with the transparency, they're going to leave the media to do the examining, not themselves. I don't think the vast majority of the public either has the time or the energy to want to watch these negotiations go on for days and days and days. They like quick fixes. We're used to quick fixes. That's one of the reasons why we don't like our legislative process, because it's just designed not to be a quick fix.
Richard, what do you make of C-SPAN getting involved in this publicly? This is one of those organizations that both sides seem to like because they just let the cameras roll. There's not really any sort of spin to it at all. So what is the impact, do you think, of C-SPAN getting involved in this publicly?
You know, C-SPAN has a tradition of transparency. That's who they are all about. And therefore, it's a good thing, I think, that they're pushing for it. The more open they can make the process, the better it is for the public. C-SPAN provides a tremendous public service that no other media outlet provides by going in, opening the doors, letting the sunshine in, and not commenting. That's a pretty powerful thing in today's day and age, where almost everything is being commented on and analyzed and overanalyzed and over regurgitated. So I think C-SPAN weighing in here is a good thing.
And because of that, do they carry more clout than, say, one of the cable networks, like an MSNBC or CNN or Fox News,
I think they do, because they're highly respected. Nobody attributes to them political bias motives.
And so in the end, do you expect some more sunshine in the final weeks here, or no?
There'll probably be some more, but it'll probably be pretty much. It a lot depends on whether or not they have a conference committee or whether or not they decide to bring the Senate bill over to the House and have them vote on that. That in itself is being negotiated as we speak, probably, and that's not being done with any sort of transparency.
Richard, we enter a new year. It's divisible by two, which means there's an important election at the end of it. And at the end of 2009, we saw Republicans do pretty well in statewide elections in Virginia and New Jersey. It appears from a lot of what we're reading right now that Republicans are hoping to nationalize this midterm election, thinking that the current unpopularity of this health care bill and some other Democratic initiatives, as well as the momentum they seem to have from November, could help them score some important points this year. Do you expect that to be a smart move, or should they focus district by district and state by state?
Well, I think they're going to have to focus on those races where they think they can do well, the competitive districts, the places where they have they lost seats last time, but in close races that should have been Republican races, but being the fact that it was such a heavily Democratic year that they lost. They have to be focusing, but at the same time, they're going to have to give people a reason to vote for them. It's not going to be just that they're going to vote against Democrats. They're going to have to give people a reason to vote for the Republicans. They're going to have to articulate what it is that they can do that the Democrats are not doing that would make things better.
And as far as Democrats are concerned, especially those in vulnerable seats, do they vote, if they already have, for this health care plan and to try to get it past them? Or do they think twice about it because they know it could be the end of their time in Washington?
Well, I think the die is cast now, and as far as how the Democrats are going to have to go with this health care bill. To turn around now will only cause more attention to the problem, to the issue. I think with it, but overall, I think that any incumbent in this coming year, running in a competitive district has to be worried, whether they be Republican or whether they be Democrat. The public is not in a very good mood, primarily because of the economy and the perception that they don't think that the Congress and the White House are really doing enough about it.
Richard, we'll keep watching. It could be a very interesting year. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, now teaches politics and journalism at Georgetown and American universities here in the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.